Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hey, 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 it's Alex Gossett Shiflett, also known as Allie G, to my Connecticut School of Broadcasting colleagues. Good afternoon, and welcome to the very first episode of Coming Business Radio X, powered by Business Radio X. We will be talking to business leaders in Cumming as well as Forsyth County. And I have two special guests in the studio today. First, Bruce Longmore from Lenny's Subs. Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Tim. Tim Campbell from Big Frog Tees. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Good, good, good. All right. Bruce, I'm going to start with you, and I want you to tell us the story of how you got started with Lenny's Subs.
Yeah, great question. Long time in corporate America, I was always one of the sales guys, never really chose to move beyond that. And after 20 years of corporate sales environment, it was time to get off the road and work a little more on work-life balance, as opposed to just trying to make a ton of money. And so we started looking around, and we had some friends in the restaurant business, and we knew we didn't want to be up all night. And so we started looking at more of breakfast-lunch concepts. And we were huge, huge fans of the Lenny's concept as customers. And as we started looking into it, Lenny's had such a great catering model, which fell right into my sales expertise. And I knew that with my sales experience, I could easily increase sales, whether the retail was as good or not. And that led us to Lenny's Subs. And we jumped in and bought our first store in 2008 and bought our second store later that year. And here we are 8 years later.
So what was it about the Lenny's concept that drew you to that corporation?
So the big thing was, we're not open at night and not serving late night and not serving alcohol. So we don't have to worry about that.
That's good.
Can do the work-life balance. And then, as I mentioned a minute ago, with catering, you can go out and make calls and meet people and affect your business immediately, where attracting people in your front door is a little more difficult. And so we knew we could be successful by going out there in the community.
And I was reading your bio, Bruce, and your store is a family business. You've got family members working. Tell us about that.
Very much so. Over the years, we've had four of our five children that have worked in the store. One still does. One of our eldest son managed the store, one of our stores, for 3 years before he decided to move on to corporate America. Of course, my wife, our business partners in this, and have been from the very first day. She works in the store quite a bit, but also she handles a lot of the books and things that I'm not very good at as a natural born salesperson. So we balance each other quite well in the store.
Good. And I read that Lenny's, you guys have grown 174% since 2008. Tell us how you did that.
Well, and we probably grew 174% in the first 4 or 5 years. And that was when the economy was in the tank. And we were extremely proud of that. Lenny's model is to go out and hand out coupons and bang on doors every single day. And if you do that for about a year, you get burnt out on that pretty quick. I instead decided to get involved with the community. And that included starting with the Chamber of Commerce. Everybody seems like they lean that way. But it wasn't just join the Chamber. It was to get very involved with the Chamber. And then my Rotary Club recommended Leadership Forsyth. I know Tim's been through that. Leadership Forsyth is a group. Most counties or many counties and states across the country have similar groups. Leadership Atlanta, Leadership Georgia are examples. And when you go through that program, one thing it does is it dials you very tightly into the community. And that happened with me. And very quickly after graduating from the year-long program, Leadership Forsyth, I was offered board positions all over the community. And that's really how we've grown our business, is just by being actively involved in the community from all different aspects.
And I also read that you use Fortune 500 skills and techniques. Can you tell us about some of those?
Well, I think if you look at the average sub shop, not many people are, at least at the business level or the small business level, aren't really running social media. They're not really attacking that. They're not using a customer relationship model or CRM software. And those are things that we instituted relatively early in the process. And so we're tracking our customers, we're mailing our customers and emailing our customers on a regular basis, where not many of your typical sub franchises would do something like that.
And Bruce, tell us why you did decide to leave corporate America and go into franchising.
Well, I think a lot of people would jump on this bandwagon. After 22 years of being in the sales environment for a variety of different large corporate companies, ending with McKesson, my last 15 years, the road travel is tremendous and burdensome on a family. I wanted to get off the road. Also, it seems like with margins continually tightening, so do sales territories and commission plans. And so it becomes harder and harder to make the kind of living that you had in the past. And my desire for more of a family lifestyle led me to a small business in a local community. And that's what we did.
And what would you recommend to, let's say, someone, some entrepreneurs out there that might be listening that are interested in jumping into franchising? What advice would you give them?
Well, I'm sure Tim and most anyone who's become an entrepreneur would agree, whatever funding you think you need, double it. And that may not be enough. So I would say funding is really one of the most fundamental building blocks, at least if you're talking about a guy that's been in corporate America for 20 years. The number one step is funding, building a team of professionals, and that obviously includes financial experts and legal advice, CPAs and those kinds of things. But also, I think probably the most important thing is finding something that you're passionate about. And that's what's going to make you successful. If you have that passion for your business, then it's not work every day. You're showing up because you love to do it. So I would say financing and passion probably are top of the list.
And first of all, I love your subs and I love your cookies. My family loves your subs. What is the most interesting thing that's ever happened in your store? Because you also do catering. You deliver.
Sure.
So tell us a story of something maybe kind of crazy that's happened in your store.
Okay, I can think of one right away. I tend to donate a lot of food and for different causes, gift certificates, those kinds of things. And my wife doing the books on the other end gets upset a lot of times when I'm giving food away. And one example was Stick It to Cancer. And that's a group that supported Leukemia Lymphoma Society. And Tori Westmoreland came to me one day and said, "Hey, could you feed our group of about 50 or 60 people at the Leukemia Lymphoma Society at Olympic Park?" I said, "Sure." Well, about a week ahead, they said, "Well, we're going to have slightly more people." And I said, "Okay." Well, it turned out they had 120 people. And I was feeding, instead of 50, I was feeding 120 people, which didn't make my wife real pleased. But I will tell you that through that and some other involvement with Stick It to Cancer, the following year, we did 4,000 lunches for that same event at Olympic Park. And we did that for 3 years straight. So donating 120 meals turned into over 12,000 meals for us.
Wow. Yeah. And you do a lot for the community.
That's fundamental to our business. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. What's the best part of your job and what's the worst part of your job?
Well, I guess the first one that caught me off guard was kind of the unintended consequences. We opened up or bought our first restaurant in Alpharetta. We live in the Forsyth County Cumming area. And my wife and I would come home every day talking about Lenny's, and my kids were tired of hearing about Lenny's. And we finally bought a store in Forsyth County. And one of the first groups we supported was my daughter's high school football team. And the restaurant was close to the high school, and the high school kids came to the restaurant. And all of a sudden, we were celebrities in our children's minds. And so I guess I would say that sense of community pride and the sense of family pride that it has brought to us was an unintended consequence. I had no idea how proud my wife and children and I could become based on the things we're doing in the community and the food that we're serving.
That's great. And I do have to say, when I go into your restaurant, it is a family feel. It's very comfortable. It's a great place just to go sit and have lunch. You've got the TV. You've got, I don't know, it's just a good vibe.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we try to. We play classic rock in the background. We try not to make it too loud. And having family members there every day, it sure changes the attitude. And employees feed off that. And it makes them a lot more comfortable. And they treat customers probably better because of that.
Okay, I got one more question for you. If you were going to give one piece of advice to an entrepreneur, a young person just starting out, what would you tell them?
Well, I think I said it earlier, if you're going to leave corporate America, I'll repeat it again, excited about and pursue that. And even if it takes you a couple steps backwards to get where you want to go, it's worth it in the long run because you're going to be doing what you love and not just trying to make a paycheck. And that's all the difference in the world.
That's good. And I lied. I do have one more question for you. What's next for Lenny's?
Lenny's, you know, we've had as many as 3 stores. We have sold a couple of those. We're operating now the second biggest Lenny's in the country. And our goal right now is to significantly grow our catering business. We can grow our business on the catering side without hiring a ton of people, without buying another location. And that's an extremely profitable part of our business. So we're putting all hands down on catering.
Excellent. And how can our audience get in touch with you and find out more about Lenny's Subs?
Lenny's, website is lennys.com. And you can also reach me at success@brucelongmore.com. And then we're also Lenny's Atlanta, both Twitter and Facebook, Lenny's Atlanta.
Okay. Excellent. We're going to come back to you in a minute, but first, we're going to bring Tim Campbell into the conversation. Tim with Big Frogs Custom Tees. And I have to tell you, when I went to your website, I really love the whole pond theme that you go with. And you even describe yourself as the pond owner and principal frog.
Right.
Share with us how you came up with this idea for Big Frogs.
Well, Big Frog Custom T-shirts and More, like Lenny's, is a franchise. There's 80 stores in the United States. Excuse me. Actually, the store in Cumming was store number 5. It was the first one outside of Florida. The concept originated out of Dunedin, Florida, and the first 4 Big Frog stores were there, and a great deal of success. And as it became, you know, pretty obvious that the model was replicatable, became a broader scale franchise. Now today there's 80 stores from San Diego to New Jersey. I think there's 5 in the metropolitan Atlanta area. We own 2 of them. So it wasn't an original concept, but what we took was sort of expand on it and make it fun. You know, the pond concept, the rainforest concept, the wrap truck with the frog on the side of it is about brand imaging, not unlike a McDonald's would do or somebody like that.
And you actually have a frog mascot, I see, that goes out.
We do. We have the big frog himself. We'll make appearances and everything from Christmas parades to local high school sports events.
Okay. And you're also family operated.
We are. My wife and I own the store. Actually, she's the 51% owner. So she's the boss, if you will. And she's in the store, in the Cumming store from probably 10 to whenever most days. We up until recently had 2 kids at home, both of whom were student athletes. One just graduated, so he's off to college now playing baseball, but we still have a daughter in school. And like Bruce, you know, we're very family-oriented. We love to be involved with our family, love to be involved with the community. So we're locally owned and operated and family-owned and operated.
And what distinguishes Big Frog from other screen printer and embroider companies?
Well, that's a great question. So we have competition on both ends of the spectrum. So on a broader scale nationally, you know, of organizations like Custom Ink and Zazzle and Cafe Press that'll do online. They're kind of online T-shirt stores. On the opposite end of that spectrum, we have the folks that maybe own a press in a light warehouse, industrial area, or maybe even in their own basement or an embroidery machine or something like that. We actually have storefronts, and inside of each of those stores, there are 3 or 4 full-time professional graphic designers who will work one-on-one with a customer absolutely free of charge to custom develop their own specific artwork live and in front of them. So you get the experience of working with a professional graphic designer with no cost involved to develop your artwork, and that artwork can be then applied via embroidery to a polo or perhaps screen print to t-shirts, or, you know, now today we do uniforms, we do vinyl, we do names and numbers. I mean, we're now not so much a t-shirt store as a professional garment decorating business, and that's what we like to refer to ourselves as.
And you were also nominated, actually you were voted best in Forsyth County,
right,
in 2015, I mean 2016, excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. We had the honor to be named Small Business of the Year in 2015 in Forsyth County, and then this most recently, Best of Forsyth in Corporate Apparel in 2016.
And I want to go back to what you were just saying about there's no charge for the setup of artwork. That's kind of rare, isn't it? Because most places, they're going to charge you for that service.
It is rare, and you can pay graphic designers anywhere from $50 an hour to $250 an hour to come up with that specific logo for your small business or, you know, a sports team or something like that. We actually work with over 400 local small businesses in our community, as well as a number of high schools, middle schools, and just individual customers who are looking for, you know, one to 10 custom art developed t-shirts for a birthday party or a women's weekend out or girls getaway or what have you, you know, at bachelor party showers, that kind of thing. So no, we don't charge for that artwork, and it is one of the unique offerings in our value proposition at Big Frog.
You also have no minimum requirement to order, which that's also a nice service to have. Every store doesn't offer that.
That's correct. Yes, we have a vintage print process in the industry known as direct to garment process, where we're actually staining the garment as opposed to putting paint on top of it or vinyl on top of it or sewing it. And with that particular vintage print process, you can purchase just one t-shirt or one hoodie or one tank top.
And you have 24-hour turnaround.
We have 24-hour turnaround on our in-stock garments. We don't keep a lot of inventory in the store to keep our costs down for our customers, but generally what we order by 4 o'clock one day is there at noon the next day. So if it's not in stock, it's probably more like 48 hours, but if it's in stock, we have a 24-hour turnaround.
What's the craziest shirt you've ever done, or craziest design that a group's come in and asked for?
Being as I were live on the radio, I would tell you, I'll try to keep it clean, but I'll just tell you
we're not FCC regulated, so you can say whatever you want.
I'll just tell you that October in the Breast Cancer Awareness Month is a pretty interesting month for us when nurses come in and different people come in, and the breast cancer support and the types of t-shirts they develop, it can get pretty fascinating sometimes.
And so our audience can go on your website and look at your designs and...
We actually, you know, our website is more of a landing page. We have one that's bigfrog.com/coming and another bigfrog.com/Johns Creek. But they're more or less landing pages that give you directions to our store and hours, because we're a personal hands-on business, and pretty much 99% of what we do is custom. We really try to get the customers in our store to work one-on-one with that graphic designer and have that Big Frog experience where they can actually see their art come to life in front of them, as opposed to clicking on stock designs on some internet website.
And do you carry the fun theme like in your shop? Like, is it a fun place to work? It sounds like it would be.
It is. It is fun. From the time you walk in the door, you'll hear the chime, which is a frog croaking. I guess that's what frogs do. And a big hearty welcome to Big Frog from our graphic designers. And immediately you'll see smiles, you know, because one of the reasons we got into this business and selected this concept out of all the things we could have done was it was fun. And if we do our jobs, the customers come in the store with a smile on their face, again, whether it's shirts for a birthday party or spirit wear for a sports team. And if we do our jobs, they leave with a smile on their face. They've got something unique, customized for them and their specific project or whatever's going on. And it's just all the way around fun. Our people have fun. Our customers have fun.
Right. And that customer service, that really says, you know, says a lot, because I've been to stores before where it's been like pulling teeth trying to get t-shirts or something done, but it sounds like you've got it down pat and make it pretty easy.
We do. You know, Bruce and I were talking on the way here. We have top box scoring done by an independent company, and basically it's a 1 to 10 scale. And in our model, if you don't get a 10, you might as well get a 0. And we run incoming typically between 95% and 97% top box scores, which means these are customers that have given us a 10 on their surveys.
Wow. What's the best part of your job and what's the worst part of your job?
You know, the best part of my job is you know, being involved in the community. And Bruce and I share that same passion. So we're involved in high schools and coaching from everything from DECA kids and FBLA kids to literally high school football. I work with the freshman team at one of the high schools and love doing that. We serve on a number of you know, boards and get involved in community not-for-profit, you know, community service organizations. Very involved in the chamber, like Bruce and Don are with Lenny's. So having the store be a conduit into getting involved in the community and having an impact is very, very, it's worthwhile to us.
And how can our audience get in touch with you?
Basically, my email address is timc@bigfrog.com. Again, like Lenny's, we have a Facebook page for both stores. It's Facebook. It's Big Frog Coming and then Big Frog Johns Creek. We have Twitter pages for both stores. The websites we mentioned, bigfrog.com/coming, bigfrog.com/Johns Creek.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Now I want to open up for some crosstalk, and I'd like to give you guys the opportunity to ask each other questions. But I also want to toss out a question because this is something that I want to be a consistent theme on Coming Forsyth Business Radio is focusing on businesses in Coming and Forsyth County and why it's booming. I mean, it is, business is growing. Where I live, there's like 3 subdivisions coming up. It's like they can't build the houses fast enough. And I just want to talk a little bit about why is that? Why are people, you know, so attracted to the area? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'll take a first stab at it. You know, I, first of all, it's a great place to live. There's a friendly neighborhood atmosphere, great kind of feel of community. We have a great school system. We have a great healthcare system. You know, Northside Hospital is there. Proximity to Atlanta, I think, is a big factor. And of course, Lake Lanier is always a draw, you know, the proximity to the lake and all the things that go with that. So those are things I think really draw people to the community.
Well, I can speak particularly about us. You know, we lived in Fulton County, Roswell, and in Alpharetta. And the lake came calling to us, and we bought a summer house on the lake. And we loved it so much that we moved up here full time, moved our family, tore them out of their middle schools and elementary schools and took them to high school screaming and kicking. And they've loved it ever since. And so Tim hit one of the things right on the head. Lake Lanier is a wonderful draw. It's also, Tim mentioned the schools, and I'll expand on that saying, the K-12 are fantastic. We're one of the highest rated, if not the highest rated in the state. Mm-hmm. But you can add to that Lanier Tech from the technical college perspective. And now that University of North Georgia has moved into the community, that has been a wonderful addition for us. And many, many of our employees actually go to UNG on the Forsyth County campus. And that's a fantastic way to get top college education right here in a local facility. And probably one of the other things that you hear about if you do live locally is the low property taxes. Certainly, Forsyth County has much lower property taxes than any of the surrounding counties, and certainly Fulton County. Mm-hmm. So that's another big draw there. I think I'll add, wrapping that up, is the business-friendly environment that you have here. The chamber supports it strongly, as does the councilman and the city of Coming too. So it's very business-friendly.
Yeah, I was reading an article from NerdWallet. You guys ever heard of them? NerdWallet.
No, I haven't either.
It's an article by Jonathan Todd, and he has ranked Coming as number 6 on the list of the best small cities to start a business. And some of the things he listed is the location. We're right off of 400. Mm-hmm. The population is like around 5,500, and we have 5,251 businesses in Coming. And Alpharetta came in at number 1. And like I said, we're number 6. What do you think, Tim? I'm going to ask you this first. With the growth that we're having and the amount of houses and people that are moving, what do you see happening in Coming in Forsyth County within the next 5 years?
Well, I think the growth is going to continue, and that puts an amazing pressure on infrastructure. So everything from the roadways, the traffic system, to the educational system, even to some extent the healthcare system, right? I mean, as we continue to grow. And I know that, you know, people are planning and lots of meetings are taking place now about how we get at that. And I think that's going to be the biggest challenge. But I don't see the growth diminishing. I think it's going to continue to hold steady because it is such a great place to live. I just think that, you know, you can sort of picture filling a glass up from the bottom. I think that the growth is going to push itself to the north side of the county, perhaps on into Dawson County from where we are now.
What about you, Bruce?
Well, I'll tell you, yeah, the infrastructure is a big piece of that. One of the other things you'll see in growth, and it's a huge initiative with the Chamber of Commerce and even the local businesses, there's in the county right now, there's too much of a burden on our total tax base for homeowners. And we don't have near enough business tax revenue as a county to sustain this growth and build the infrastructure that Tim mentioned earlier. And so really the big push right now in this county is trying to bring businesses in rather than expanding the residential footprint. And you can see that by the moratorium they put on residential permits. And then also the interchanges they put in the south part of the county that's coming in the next few years, just above Windward Parkway. They also put in the community improvement district down there, mm-hmm. where the business owners have agreed to tax themselves basically to improve the interchanges and the landscaping and all the things associated with their area down there. And I think all those things lead to improved businesses in the county.
Okay. And do you guys have questions for each other?
Well, what brought you here, Tim? I know you're here in the county and I know you're a big supporter of the community and your kids are in the schools and everything else, but what brought you to Forsyth County?
You know, we had an interesting series of things happen all about the same time. We were living in Philly. I was working for a big international company there and running one of their business units. And so all these magical things happened at once. I turned 50. We had a need to get back to Georgia. My wife's parents still live in the state. My kids were about to start high school years and we wanted to be a part of that. Like you, Bruce, I had been on planes for 20 years, three or four nights a week, and wanted to be involved in my family's lives and realized that, you know, living in four cities in 20 years, I didn't even know the names of the streets I drove on. It seemed like I went back and forth to the airport. So, and lastly, I'd always admired people like you. I'd always dreamed of owning my own business, but from the time I was 14 or 15, got a paycheck from somebody else. And what I learned is it takes a tremendous amount of courage to get over that fear and take that step. And so all those things happened at once. We moved back to Georgia. I left the big company. We got involved and started beginning to get involved in the community and look for concepts that we could find that would enable us to own our own business. And, the criteria number one for us was it needed to be something fun. Again, this we talked about this earlier. This is a fun thing to do. It channels us into the community. We saw Big Frog's Custom T-Shirts and More was a store that actually already existed in Cumming for us and happened to be on the market. So we narrowed it down to that and the flip-flop shop. and the only reason the flip-flop shop fell off the list was because they required them to be in malls, and I could not imagine it being fun going to work in a mall every day.
I've got another question for you, Tim. You know, you in your previous life were running a very large corporation. And now you're King Frog of two retail locations.
Principal Frog.
Well, you're a Principal Frog. That's
Principal
right.
Frog. Yeah.
So tell me what it is, that you really like about where you are now, and what do you miss maybe about leaving the big corporation and the corporate grind?
Yeah, I love the interaction with the community and the customers, and also our employees. We have a pretty unique system. We brought, like you, Bruce, some concepts from the corporate world, like our profit sharing plan. All of our employees are on a profit sharing plan, and being able, by the nature of what we do, our graphic designers are younger people. Ours too are mostly in college, and to be able to teach them about the business and actually see them understand a profit and loss statement and understand, you know, it's not just about the revenue, but it's about the profitability, the expense lines, having them understand the relationship between great customer service and sales. You know, I love that part of this business. And so the reach to my people, the reach to our customers, the reach to the community. The thing that gets terrifying sometimes, and again, we've talked about this before, I love to tell this story. I hadn't long owned Big Frog Custom T-shirts as an owner. And, in these stores, we have these 8-terabyte drives that all of our artwork reside on. And we had owned the store maybe 2 or 3 months. We call one of those drives Yoda. That's his name. And I got a call. I was driving down 400. I'll never forget. I got a call from our manager, Billy, who called me and said, Tim, Yoda's down. We can't do anything. And without skipping a beat, I told him to call IT. And I got another mile down 400 and I realized, oh crap, I am IT. You know, so what I miss, I guess, sometimes is those, that lack of resources, because you as a business owner, pretty much it all rolls back to you and you have to figure out how to get those things handled. So,
yeah.
So Bruce, I guess, you know, one of the questions, you've done an admirable job of getting involved in the community on a whole bunch of levels. How do you manage the time? I mean, the time commitment from serving on all these projects and running your store.
Well, that becomes very hard, and I've actually recently stepped off of a few of the board of directors that I've been on for that very same reason, because it's hard to balance all that time. But, you know, the good news for our business in the restaurant business is, you know, we got involved with the community because that's what we love to do, and we feel that's important. But we also thought it would grow our catering business. That was one of our remote objectives in doing that. And what's funny is that it also has grown our retail business significantly. Mm-hmm. You know, the being involved with the community is rewarding. It's necessary. In Forsyth County, you find so many business owners that do the same thing. And because of that, it makes Forsyth County a wonderful, wonderful place to live. And we support not only the folks in our county, but people all over Georgia and all over the country with our giving and the things that we do. So, being involved in the community is so rewarding. I would never give that up.
And another question I have is we both share something in common in terms of our employees being fairly young, oftentimes students, and we rely on them. They're the front face to our customers. So how do you find great people that you believe you can rely on, you know, that for employees? What's your sources?
Well, I'll tell you, and we're a little different than your business, obviously, Tim, in that you need skilled graphics people. You know, we're serving sandwiches, so we don't need rocket scientists. But what we do need is smiles on their faces. And that's one of the biggest things that we look for, is people that'll have a smile on their face and they're friendly. And they really want to be around other people. And if you can get smiles, you can teach them the rest of it. And so with regards to sources, we really rely as much on our employees and the people that they know, and also the people that walk in our doors. We look at those and we screen them. But the first thing we look for is a smile on their face. And that's how we can be successful if we can keep doing that.
You know what I've noticed? You know, I've only been incoming for a year. My husband moved here for a job at Georgia Highlands Medical, but everyone here is so friendly. I mean, even if you walk in like a Chick-fil-A or a Burger King or wherever, I mean, it seems to me like they generally like their job and they're happy. Have you guys noticed that? It's, you know, it's just a friendly area.
Well, certainly that's true. And if you go in Tim's store at Big Frog, you'll find they're friendly, but a lot of that comes from the leadership on down. And I hope that our employees feel the same way at Lenny's, you know. But that's true everywhere you go. If you go out on Lake Lanier, everybody's waving at you as you drive by boat after boat. And you're right, all the restaurants and the different businesses, it's extremely friendly county. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you for being my first guest on Coming Business Radio X. I think we did a pretty good job today.
Well, Allie G, we can say that we knew you when.
That's right.
And as you know, I'm hoping to get Coming Business Radio X, get a studio in Coming so we can do this more often. And if your business is doing something exciting and you would like to be featured on Coming Business Radio X, reach out to me on the contact page at businessradiox.com. All right, my friends, thank you for listening. I'm Alex Gossett-Shiflett, your hostess with the mostest. And as always, I'm wondering who will be my next guest on Business Radio X.